Hopefully we'll have a nice, tranquil, peaceful night at the Grease Palace. My God. It seems like the world conspires against me having a good time. I mean, I'm sitting there. I'm relaxing. My honey's cooked me up a big bowl of stuffed squid. I got butt masters in the VCR. Got a big bottle of ice-cold gin next to me. I just get the first shovel full of food in my yap, and it never fails. Take a hike! Go away! We don't want any! My usual response to the doorbell ringing. Generally speaking... Oh, my God. Hold your horses! Hold your... I'm coming! Hello, Father. It is I, your illegitimate space child, Ragdad. What do you want, Snotrag? Ragdad. Father, I have brought a female unit. I am proud to announce that I now have a girlfriend for Hobbledoogie, Gobbledoogie, Wobbledoogie, possibly... I can't believe it. Look at this. He does have a little maiden in here. Father, I would like you to meet Becky. Well, hi, Becky. How you doing?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Grease Minnelli.
All right, Becky, let me get you side here. I can't believe it. I mean, you know, here's my illegitimate space child and everything and all, but then, I mean, I can't... You're a good-looking woman. What are you doing out with a 3-foot-tall, green-headed boy?
Well, he's the perfect height. He comes right up to my waist.
Oh, my God. I got no respect for the kid. He's burying face. That's right, Father. I have been known to snack on that thing. Well, that's great. Hey, honey! Honey, little Gladback here's got a girlfriend. Ragnar, whatever. I think we ought to make you up a steak, son. I see you got your work cut out for you. What'd you bring the unit over here for? I'm still having difficulties establishing credit. Nobody wants to accept my prior address as Galax Rorknad from the planet Zovirax, so I have been unable to attain credit thus far. I was wondering, could I use the guest bedroom to knock the bottom out of that thing?
Hey, with my pleasure, son. That's great.
Sweet, get in there, tear it up. Put the stones to it for good old dad. Ah, yeah, that's great. We'll join you later, Father. Come, Becky. My heat-seeking moisture missile awaits. Damn, chip off the old block. Sweet. Get some snacks in the kitchen here. Well, boys made me hungry again. Oh, yeah, nachos. Sweet. Little guacamole. Ah, that is nice. Scoop it up. I feel kind of warm, don't I? Maybe if I should tip over to the bedroom door. Would I hear the delight? Would I hear the sound of a young lad? There he sits with a pen and a yellow hat. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. Man, oh man. Father, I have achieved my Shangri-La. I made her bark like a dog. Taught her the meaning of respect. Hey, that's great, Gonad. I appreciate the fact. Ragnad. Whatever. I'm glad that you brought her with. Where is she? Still in the bedroom, weeping and seeping. Wow, pretty neat. I'm glad you tore it up. And congratulations on finding a receptacle. I also wanted to apologize, Father, in anticipation of the liaison earlier this afternoon. I achieved a shuddering Shangri-La in here in the kitchen. I hope you didn't have any trouble cleaning up my green off the table. Green? Oh, my God. I thought it was guacamole for the nachos.